Narcissists don't like it when they lose control over any source of narcissistic supply. And when they do, they have some fairly predictable ways of reacting to it. Nearly every manipulative thing a narcissist does can actually be broken down into a pattern if you look at it.
There are certain people in the world, such as me and you probably, who are sensitive to changes and we're ready to make changes as needed, okay? Even if we don't like it, we still do it because we know how it is. We can't control it, right? Even though we felt uncomfortable, even though we felt anxious and nervous about the changes, we still made the changes necessary. There were things that we could do to change the situation, and so we did those things. Well, how narcissists deal is a whole other ball of wax.
Hear about someone who demonstrates certain tendencies, the lack of empathy, the sense of entitlement, the grandiosity, the just general arrogance, thinking they're better than everyone. I could go on and on.
You already know that narcissists tend to be kind of prickly when it comes to certain behaviors or certain things that you do. But are you aware of all the things that really bother them?
Most narcissists want to appear invincible and untouchable. The exception is covert narcissists who purposely appear vulnerable, as that's kind of their standard operating mode. But even they have a few fears that they hide from you. But the point is, a narcissist isn't just someone who takes a lot of selfies. And when we're talking about a toxic narcissist or a toxic person in general, we're talking about someone who basically doesn't have any empathy and who essentially acts from that perspective. They treat people like they don't care how they feel because they don't care how they feel. The reality is that all toxic narcissists have some deep, dark fears, and you might find yourself pretty surprised when you find out exactly what causes the narcissist's heart to race.
You probably already know that narcissists sometimes, when they don't get their way, go a little bit nuts. They kind of get real anxious and mad and freak out on everybody around them, and very often take out their anger and frustration on the narcissistic supply closest to them. I mean, and it makes sense if you think about it, because one of the biggest hallmarks of narcissism in the clinical sense, in the sense of being narcissistic personality disordered, is the sense of entitlement that they have. It's outrageous and above and beyond your average sense of entitlement. When things don't work out their way, they are more likely to rage, to lash out at anyone in their path, and especially at people who they can identify in their mind as someone who has kind of stopped them from reaching whatever goal they were going for. Obviously, getting very angry and upset and aggressive when something doesn't go your way falls right into the category of emotion-based coping. So it doesn't really accomplish anything, well, except for maybe annoying people and maybe temporarily helping the narcissist feel a little better. But here's something that maybe you didn't think about. Sometimes the narcissist is very sensitive to whatever it is that someone else thinks about them, especially when it's not someone close to them. They don't want to appear to be crazy to the airline attendant or to the person they work with or someone else who isn't inside their little circle of supply, right? But here's the thing, there are two different types of narcissists to consider in this whole deal. So you've got your grandiose type of narcissist, the one that I call kind of overt, the more obvious out there narcissist. That narcissist has a real high sense of self-esteem and self-importance, and therefore they may be more careful about how they respond outside of the relationship. But when they don't get what they want, say they expect plane tickets to be a certain time, a certain way, when they don't get what they want in that case, they are more likely to be kind to the person who calls and says your plane's canceled than they are to be to their supply. Most likely what they will do is they will take out their rage and stuff on their supply. Then you've got your vulnerable narcissist, and they are more often the type who are at the other end of that spectrum. Their self-esteem is going to be more obviously low. They're going to be the type that's, I hate myself, I'm not good enough, la la la. And so their overall levels of adaptation, as it were, the way that they will deal with change is going to be different. They're going to overcompensate. They're going to cover up their feelings. Now, again, this will be less the case with the supply. In either case, it doesn't really matter. How are they going to deal with what not getting what they want? They're going to rage at some point, narcissists in general, or display narcissistic injury. But in either case, there is a possibility that they may not rage at the stranger involved. They're going to be more likely to rage at someone close to them, whether or not they're involved with the actual thing. Now, if you're dealing with a more overt narcissist, they're going to be more likely to rage at the person on the phone, whereas the covert or vulnerable narcissist will be more likely to be like, oh, poor me, on the phone, and then rage at the supply outside of that situation.
Let's assume that you have figured the narcissist out by now, and you've realized the hard way that someone you believed in and trusted turned out to be a complete nightmare, to put it mildly. Now that you've seen through the mask and you understand exactly what a narcissist is and what you're dealing with, what they're all about, you have set your boundaries. You're no longer letting that narcissist control you. And while you already know that you should expect some kind of retaliation, you're a little worried about what to expect next. And given what you've been through, who could blame you? So what exactly does the narcissist do when they can't control you anymore? Well, let's talk about it. Number one, they will begin a smear campaign against you. The first thing a narcissist will do is start a smear campaign. They will never accept the fact that they can't control you. And this means they will do whatever they can to find another way to be controlling. They'll demean you, they'll ruin your reputation, and they might even intentionally expose any sensitive private information you happen to have to everyone who knows you and even to some people who don't. And because the narcissist is so good at believing their own lies, they're going to seem genuine here. They're going to seem like they are worried about you, or they're just so shocked you do something like this. In other words, they're going to play this game in a way that makes it believable, which means your reputation will be ruined in no time if they have anything to say about it. Number two, they'll play the victim. During and after the smear campaign, the narcissist will play the victim. They will act like you're the one who caused the whole issue, and/or they'll pretend you just went crazy and ran away. This is narcissistic injury in action. By going to other people and causing them to feel sorry for them, the narcissist reiterates their point. They believe they have been wronged by you. Yep, they'll take advantage of that poor me act, and they will literally do this without remorse for as long as they feel like doing it. An added benefit of this is that it helps them to get some replacement narcissistic supply in the meantime. See, the people they whine about you to will of course be sympathetic toward them because, after all, the narcissist actually has convinced themselves that what they're saying is true. So given that fact, even the most skilled empath probably won't know they're lying in some cases because they seem so believable, which means they will happily dole out the attention that the narcissist craves. Which brings me to number three, they refuse to take no for an answer. Some very tenacious narcissists will never accept the fact that they can no longer control you. Rather than just backing off, these particular narcissists will instead step up their game. They will utilize manipulation tactics like showing up unexpectedly to your doorstep. Or they might even show up at your job and make it really clear that they'll always be the ones in control. They might even actually stalk you and literally show up wherever they want, whenever they want, in an effort to send that same message, they'll always be the ones in charge. They will call you with some apparent emergency and try to get your attention that way. Or they'll make stuff up as to why you need to come back and provide the necessary supply they are obviously missing. This is what we call the Hoover maneuver because they are literally trying to suck you back into that toxic relationship. This brings me to number four, the narcissist ghosts you. If you can hold out and get through all of that stuff, you'll finally be rid of the narcissist because once their little bag of tricks is empty, they'll ghost you. This is obviously the best case scenario because the narcissist will be out of your life. Eventually, you might be lucky enough that they will realize you're truly done, and they'll just go dark for you. That's because without another move to make, they might just finally give up and move on to a new source of narcissistic supply. You can bet you won't get closure, and that's pretty standard for narcissists. And you can fully expect that they will continue to tell sob stories and spread lies about you to, well, anyone who will listen, but at least they'll be leaving you alone. At least you'll finally have peace. Since the narcissist realizes that the narcissistic supply you used to give them sort of ran out, ran dry, well, they're going to focus on someone else for a little while. Fair warning though, don't be surprised if at a later date, the narcissist shows up again, looking for more supply from you. They'll try to suck you back in with the standard Hoover maneuver. Be careful. They usually do this because they're bored or angry at or in some way removed from their new supply. Maybe the new supply got a clue and went no contact themselves.
So in 2014, a study at the University of Hong Kong actually looked at this, and they looked at two different types of narcissists. They looked at the pathological narcissist, which is the one that we talk about here, and then they looked at someone who just had really high self-esteem and was high-functioning and a normal person, maybe who took a couple extra selfies. The first thing to note about the study is that it did not involve clinical populations, but with that being said, the fact of the matter is we all know that a large percentage of narcissists are not actually diagnosed, okay? There's that. What it turns out is the higher someone's self-esteem is, the more flexibility they'll have when it comes to dealing with not getting what they want, whereas when their self-esteem is lower on the other end of the spectrum, it involves less flexibility, lower self-esteem, lower life satisfaction, higher perceived stress. So the narcissist will feel like they have more stress in any given situation, such as the missing plane ticket or the changed flight, than they will if they're not a narcissist. So those who are classified as healthy narcissists, which is a large percentage of the population, had a higher ability to deal with stress. Now, if you're the person who doesn't give the narcissist what they want, it's a little different. What'll happen is obviously the same stuff, narcissistic rage and narcissistic injury, right? But the narcissist will label you or whoever has displeased them as someone who is less than or inferior to the narcissist. Then they use this label to sort of distance themselves from the person who disappointed them and give themselves a reason to no longer think about what they have perceived as rejection by the airline or whoever disappointed them. If you disappointed them in some way or you didn't do what they wanted, they will consider you rejecting them even though that wasn't the case. They will consider that you rejected them even though you simply just didn't give them what they wanted. Now, if you don't react well enough to being ignored or given the silent treatment or being treated like you're inferior, the narcissist may then go and try to take revenge on you. And this is also the case when they're dealing with someone such as the airline, as we mentioned. It's very common for the narcissist to treat someone that they know and claim to love really badly just to prove that that person isn't important to them. Have you ever noticed how when you start to get excited about or succeed at or feel really happy about, well, almost anything, your narcissist kind of starts to hate you for it? And if other people notice your excitement or success and they comment on it, the narcissist becomes enraged or offended. Generally, they feel a little slighted by it, right? They minimize you, they tear you down, they focus on what you're not doing in order to achieve that success. Narcissists always have to make you miserable whenever anything good happens in your life.
How do they feel on the inside? While narcissists are really good at putting on a show that they're so confident and happy and their life is so great, on the inside, many of them feel empty. They feel like they're alone, like they have nothing to offer. And so they have to sort of pull up this bravado or this sort of made up mask of a personality in order to get people to want to stay near them and like them and et cetera. And very often they feel abandoned and they in fact live in the fear of abandonment.
Narcissists fear abandonment. As often as a narcissist threatens, directly or indirectly, to abandon you, you would think that they were perfectly secure in their ability to remain surrounded by sources of narcissistic supply. As in people who love them, admire them, and serve them as needed. But the truth is that while abandonment is probably the most human fear one can have, narcissists are not immune to it. In fact, if we're being honest, they're probably pretty normal this way. With that being said, the difference between a narcissist's fear of abandonment and that of the average person is that a narcissist will actively abuse and manipulate the people around them in order to control them and keep them in their place.
Narcissists only feel as good as they do in the moment about themselves. And what I mean is their self-worth is conditional. We know that most narcissists seem very confident. Some studies tell us that there are narcissists out there who actually are that self-confident. But in most cases, narcissists are only self-confident under certain circumstances. So if a narcissist is thinking, hey, I feel really good about myself right now, what that really means is that they feel good about themselves if they feel like they're better than you, or they feel good about themselves if you agree with what they're saying, or they feel good about themselves if you show them that you're putting them up on a pedestal, or they feel good about themselves if you worship them. You get the point. But if none of those things are true and nobody's there giving them narcissistic supply, they'll crash. And that is definitely something they don't want you to know.
Stealing their spotlight. That's where they're supposed to be, the spotlight. Since you are clearly inferior to the narcissist, according to him or her, they need to think that you're wrong to even try to get the spotlight. You might not have even been trying to do that. The narcissist always needs to feel superior to you. They need to control you. And you really need to remain inside their little box for you if you're going to get along with them.
Their imperfections being exposed. You might be totally okay with other people knowing about your vulnerabilities, your imperfections, and that's because you know you're human and you know that you're not perfect. And maybe you can help someone else who's dealing with the same kinds of issues you have and having the same types of insecurities you're suffering from. The way to do that is by sharing that part of yourself with them, kind of how I share my stories here with you. But the narcissist will do anything they can to hide their imperfections. They know deep down they are far from perfect. Not that any of us is perfect, but that's exactly why narcissists are so worried about their imperfections being exposed somehow. Because once that happens, that perfect image would become tarnished for good, which is something that narcissists want to avoid at all costs.
Why do they hate it so much when you succeed? Reason number one, my friend, they are jealous of your success. It doesn't matter if they are equally or more successful than you, equally or more happy than you. equally or more excited than you about something. They almost feel offended by the fact that whatever you're doing is getting attention from other people, is making you happy. Naturally, people are going to be excited for you. Naturally, you're going to be excited for you sometimes, and you're going to get hate from some people. That's life. When you start to be happy and succeed at stuff, some people are going to be out. It's a fact. But when your own spouse or your parent or your friend or your coworker can't be happy for you, it feels like hell, doesn't it? The narcissist is resentful of your success because they think you don't deserve it, or that they deserve it more than you, and that it should be them, not you, in that happy, successful place, or both. They feel more entitled to happiness and success than you, and they conveniently ignore the fact that you've worked your ass off to get there, or you worked really hard to find this passion, or whatever, you're naturally talented. They don't like it. All they know is that they don't have whatever you have. You have something they don't have, and they don't like that. They want that thing too. Reason number two, they feel threatened by your success, or they think you're trying to make them look bad, or that you've somehow encroached on their ever so specific comfort zone.
You may not know that narcissists have very often experienced some sort of trouble in their childhood. Something traumatic has happened to them, and very often it's similar to something that may have happened to you. They either try to ignore it and pretend it never happened, or they go the other way and they use it as a crutch or a way to gain sympathy and attention from other people. They will also do their very best to make the pain of it kind of go away by any means necessary. And this means very often using you as a source of supply and as a way to sort of dump their emotional garbage. Getting the narcissistic supply they need, it helps them sort of feel better about themselves. And it also gives them almost a distraction from the stuff that's going on in their head. And they become almost obsessed with the need to get your attention and your time, but also you're never going to be enough for them. It's this ongoing cycle.
The narcissist fears embarrassment and public humiliation. Listen, nobody wants to be embarrassed or humiliated in public, right? But for the narcissist, this is the worst possible thing that could happen to them, even though this is often one of the ways that the narcissist will use to manipulate and control you. In fact, if they're worried that someone's going to humiliate them or embarrass them in public, one way the narcissist will try to prevent this is to actually go out of their way to embarrass other people instead. And if they feel the least bit embarrassed, they will embarrass you even more, whether or not you're the one that actually caused the humiliation.
Narcissists only like change when it's about them getting more attention and more of what they want. They don't want you to break out of that little box they set up for you, okay? And hey, they've got no problem with trying to push you right back into it. You might be making them feel uncomfortable with your success, your happiness, because they feel like you're somehow doing it despite them. They take it very personally. Or you want to challenge them. They're so focused on being the center of their universe. And if you have the nerve to have a life outside of the narcissist, they're insulted. You then are no longer making them number one in your life, and they don't like that. It's ridiculous.
The narcissist secretly envies you for a lot of different things. This might be the fact that you feel, or at least when they met you, you were kind of confident in who you were. Or maybe they envy you because people are always sort of showing up next to you at parties. They might be jealous of your light as an empath, that your kindness or your compassion or anything.
The narcissist fears rejection. They fear rejection like everyone else, but for narcissists, it's different. Since they desperately require the narcissistic supply of their partners and everyone else's admiration, they feel almost like they're starving if they don't get it. It's a very important source of supply, like blood to a vampire. Their deep hidden sense of inferiority and their secret sense of being unlovable drives them towards superficial attention and perceived acceptance from everyone around them. Rejection would only highlight their need, their desperate need for supply. It would remind them that they are not the person they pretend to be and that they are not in fact lovable at all, despite the fact that narcissists obsessively attempt to make themselves appear untouchable. They secretly fear rejection when it comes to love, job seeking, or even social lives. If a narcissist is rejected, they will display narcissistic rage because, after all, you have triggered one of their worst fears by rejecting them.
They see you as an extension of themselves. Therefore, you don't deserve success. After all, you must have built your success on lies, according to the narcissist. All they know is that in their eyes, you're not even a real person. So that means that you must also be pulling the wool over everybody else's eyes. Right? You're faking it, they think, and pretty soon people are gonna find out. In their minds, there's a certain way success is supposed to look, and there's a certain type of person who deserves to have it. And despite your obvious achievements, or your obvious excitedness about something, or happiness about something, the narcissist doesn't think you're one of those people who deserves it, and doesn't think you're one of those people who's worthy of it. you don't match their very narrow profile of what it is that success is supposed to look like or happiness is supposed to be. How dare you succeed at anything at all, they think. If you ask me, it's all about projection. The narcissist projects his or her own insecurities onto you and then is offended when you don't manifest those insecurities.
While narcissists very often demand unconditional trust from you, like blind trust, they very rarely offer you the same kindness. In fact, they will blatantly distrust you even when you have proven repeatedly over and over again to be trustworthy. And yet, even when they prove over and over again to be not trustworthy, they become irate if you choose not to trust them blindly. Have you ever experienced that?
Narcissists fear accurate criticism. Well, if you've spent any amount of time with a narcissist, then you know exactly how blunt they can be and how painfully they will criticize you. From everything from your appearance to your thoughts and your feelings and your ethics and even your core values. Yeah, it's true that narcissists are all about dishing out criticism, but we all know they're not so good at accepting it, constructive or otherwise. If you've ever criticized a narcissist, chances are you dealt with narcissistic rage and or narcissistic injury, which is their natural response to criticism. First, they get angry. Then they display narcissistic injury. You know, the poor me act. This is followed by or in conjunction with the narcissistic flip, you know, where they turn your criticism around and find something to criticize you for instead. Then they'll attack you, they'll deflect your criticism, and they'll find something to cut you down a few notches.
They have an opinion of you, and it does not fit the image of the you that you have become due to your success or your happiness or your excitedness. This makes them feel like you've wronged them somehow, like you've gone outside the box they drew for you. They built it for you in their own heads. They feel betrayed, like you've done this to them. To them! They have decided long ago that you were inferior to them. Any other idea to them is absolutely not acceptable. They can't deal with it.
Narcissists don't want you to know that they are literally analyzing everything you're doing 24/7. When you first meet them, they are cataloging the stories that you're telling them. When you go into a relationship on a deeper level with them, they are most definitely using anything you can say to analyze and figure you out so they know which buttons to push and how hard to push them to get you to kind of feel crazy or to submit to their will, whatever that is. They literally analyze everything about you, including what you're eating, what you're wearing, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you think, the way you speak, what you like, what you don't like, everything.
Narcissists fear being exposed. While they like to appear to be perfect to the general public, most narcissists are secretly insecure and a little bit self-loathing. We know that the average toxic narcissist has a false self that acts as a mask to their true self, which is damaged and vulnerable. For all of the bravado and grandiosity, the real person behind the narcissist's mask is often insecure and desperate to be loved. Sadly, since they're so self-focused and only concerned about their own emotions, it's really hard for narcissists to maintain a long-term mutually satisfying relationship. And so when their true self comes through, well, anyone who isn't actively already entrenched with that person will run the other way, especially if they're emotionally healthy. So one of their biggest fears then is being found out, being seen for what they truly are.
If you get compliments on your work or your looks or your kids or your house, they're going to figure out a way to take credit for those things, or they're going to straight up attack you. They might say you're dressing too slutty or being too flirty, especially if somebody compliments you on your looks. Or they might rage against you privately for trying to get attention from everybody, even if you're not trying to do anything.
A narcissist can never get enough supply and validation. Point being, while they need to feel like they're better than everybody in order to have any self-esteem, they need to feel like they can compare themselves to someone else in order to feel good or feel better than that person, and then to feel good as a result of that, they literally need a constant supply of validation along with that. You can't just compliment them once and expect them to be okay with that. It doesn't work that way with a narcissist. They need a constant stream. That's why a lot of narcissists will cheat on you if you are in a romantic relationship with them, or they will have a large group of admirers or harem around them. It's not like winning once will make a narcissist happy. They need to win everything, or they live in a perpetual state of feeling not good enough. And this is a whole snowball effect that unfortunately negatively affects the narcissistic supply, or you and me.
The narcissist fears not being special. As you might have guessed by now, the narcissist's biggest and most daunting fear is being seen as ordinary or not special. See, narcissists like to see themselves as different and better than everyone else. They think they're above the law, and they see themselves as deserving of special attention and treatment at all times. The idea that they might be anything other than absolutely extraordinary is almost devastating to them. They want to be the smartest or the richest or the best looking person they know. They need others to see them this way. And if you can't do that, then that doesn't allow them to stay inside their little narcissist bubble. See, narcissists don't want to be treated just as well as everyone else is. They don't want to be treated like everyone else at all. They want to be treated better than everyone else. But forcing them to acknowledge this, or even just actively treating them like everyone else, will make them feel attacked and demeaned.
The narcissist will do anything possible to regain your attention, including stopping giving you their attention. They might also pull away emotionally or feel personally attacked if you have been successful. They will deny that they have a problem with you, and they will absolutely trivialize your efforts, your opinions, your thoughts, and your actions, which will be considered less than or fake somehow by the narcissist.
Now, let me just add a little disclaimer here. All of us want to feel good about ourselves. It's not just narcissists. The difference is the way that we perceive ourselves versus the way they perceive themselves. See, for a healthy person, and I'm not saying we're all healthy people, but for a normal person, it's about being the best you that you can be. Now, we're all human and we all compare ourselves to other people, but if we're being honest, the best way to feel good about yourself is to completely accept yourself and be okay with the fact that you're not perfect and you have flaws, and be okay with the fact that, you know, maybe this girl over here is better than you at playing the piano, but you're better than those people over there still, or whatever it is. You can't compete against other people in a healthy way on that personal level. You have to compete with yourself, if that makes any sense. Get better than you were yesterday in whatever way that you can. The difference is a narcissist will continue to compare themselves to other people. And if they feel superior to, better than, whatever, then they feel good about themselves. It's just like when a narcissist takes you out to their favorite restaurant and let's say you don't like the food and they get offended by that. If they cook you some food and you can't eat it because you're allergic to blueberries or whatever it is, and they attack you for it. Well, when that happens, what they're doing is bullying you into submission so that you will agree with their opinion about the restaurant or the blueberries or whatever it is. They are personalizing your dislike of the restaurant or the blueberries as some sort of attack on their own self. And so this is their little small ego popping out, and it's narcissistic injury that happens. Obviously, it's not their restaurant and they didn't grow the blueberries, but yet they feel somehow inclined to be offended that you don't share the same opinion.
They will actively attempt to sabotage any success or happiness or excitement you have about anything by putting you down emotionally, psychologically, abusing you in these ways, even directly attacking you so that you are focused on their drama, so focused on it that you almost feel like you can't even try to succeed. Then, of course, you give up and they get what they want, huh? You have to remember that the narcissist, no matter how secure they seem, a narcissist is the most insecure person you probably know in real life. It is all a front. In reality, they are pathologically envious, pathologically rage-filled, emotionally abusive. They cannot stand to see you happy. They cannot stand to see you successful. They definitely don't want to see you excited about anything except for them. Because in their minds, any amount of success or happiness or excitement that you find in your life, it feels like a huge betrayal to them, because secretly, they wish it were them who had those feelings, who had that attention, who had that excitement, that happiness, that success. But since they can't see it or they can't admit it to themselves, they simply focus on how can they take you down a notch or two.
Narcissists are so afraid of your self-respect. One of their biggest secrets, and incidentally, one of their most intense secret fears, is the idea that you might develop self-respect and learn or remember that you're someone who has value. See, when you do develop or redevelop self-respect, you're going to quickly learn that you deserve to be treated with respect. You'll start setting boundaries and you'll stop taking their crap. This, of course, can lead to all the other fears coming to the surface. Their imperfections will be exposed. They'll be rejected, which will lead to embarrassment and being found out, and ultimately abandonment, which means they'll definitely be ordinary.
Narcissists make up their own rules, and the rules are flexible and variable. And sometimes the rules apply to them, and sometimes the rules don't apply to them. But the rules always apply to you, and they can change at any given moment. And whether the narcissist explained the rules to you or not, you better follow them. Why is this? Well, just like when a narcissist gets upset with you for not liking blueberries or their favorite restaurant, the narcissist feels that your lack of compliance to their imaginary rules, which are, of course, in their minds, it's set in complete stone, well, then you must also not think enough of them to follow the rules, or you must think less of them than you should. Or it's a personal thing you're doing to them somehow. It's a slight. On the flip side of this, a narcissist may have rules for you, like I said, that they don't follow for themselves. For example, they may say, you can't cheat on me, but then they may go and cheat on you, for one example.
So how do you deal? You do it anyway. You consider the source and you remember that when someone insults you, it's really, really a reflection of them, not you. You remember that you are worthy of your success and you shut the narcissist down by not reacting to his or her bad behavior. You succeed despite the narcissist's attempts to make you fail, and you keep going. You don't give in, and you, my friend, you don't give up. You become a force of nature, and you eventually learn how to use their abusive tendencies to drive you to become even more successful, happy, excited about stuff in your own life. And you don't allow the narcissist to hurt you anymore. Each time a narcissist tries to take you down a notch, my friend, I want you to stop playing the game.
Bottom line, narcissists have some pretty deep fears and they would never knowingly let anyone see or know about them. And that's because letting anyone see their fears would trigger shame. And shame is one more thing that narcissists fear. So now that you know what to expect when the narcissist knows they've lost control of you, you're probably wondering, what are you supposed to do next? Well, I want you to keep standing behind your boundaries. I want you to stay focused on yourself and on your own healing. I want you to keep control of yourself and your own life. If you've gone no contact, I want you to stick to it. You should also keep an eye out for flying monkeys, the people who will happily do the narcissist bidding for them. You know who I'm talking about, right? These are the people who try to talk to you on behalf of the narcissist, or who try to convince you to see the narcissist, or forgive the narcissist, or hang out with them. They're the ones who take whatever you tell them and run back to the narcissist with it. You might want to also steer clear of areas you know they're going to be and keep your business to yourself. If you're worried about your physical safety, please don't hesitate to contact the authorities and do whatever you need to do to get and stay safe. Ultimately, though, it's important to see this for what it really is. For just a moment, I want you to look at this whole thing from a different perspective. This is important. The thing is, if you have managed to get away from the narcissist and out from under their proverbial thumb, it means you've taken back control of your own life. If the narcissist pulls all their standard tricks, you have to know you're already succeeding in your goal to free yourself from the burden of being their source of narcissistic supply. You have to know that you're actually already winning this so-called game. But how do I know that? How could I possibly know? Because the narcissist tells you with their behavior. Just think about this for a second. The narcissist has clearly recognized that they can no longer control you, and their reactions are the literal proof of that. Do you see what I mean? Considering that fact, I want you to recognize that you're the one in control now, even as they desperately try to maintain it. And rather than feel weak and awkward and afraid, I want you to feel strong and empowered and in charge when you see these behaviors. Recognize them for what they are, a pathetic attempt for the narcissist to claw their way back into your life. These behaviors, these patterns, they are a clear reaction to the narcissist recognizing that you have taken back your power. And listen, my friend, the only way you can lose now is by letting them back into your life. Now, I'm not the sort of person who would ever recommend revenge of a standard nature, but if you ever did wish you could get revenge against the person who ruined your life, here's the key. Live your life well. Live your life happily without them. Pretend they don't exist. Live like they don't matter, because really they don't. Be happy and be unencumbered by their toxic energy. That is the very, very best way you can win this whole toxic game. By living a life that you love, a life that you create, a life that you choose. Take the time to recognize that you no longer need to give away your power to the narcissist. Recognize that you have every right and even the responsibility to make your own choices, to like and love what and who you want, and to be the best, most fulfilled version of yourself in any given moment. It's an amazing feeling, my friend, and I want you to have it too. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever experienced seeing a narcissist totally lose control of you or someone else in their lives? How did it play out in that situation? How'd you deal with it? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right here and right there. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.